They could be the first shots fired in the battle for 2016, a war of words that began last week when New Jersey Governor Chris Christie slammed Kentucky Senator Rand Paul for his criticism of government surveillance.
Because this strain of libertarianism that's going through both parties right now and making big headlines, I think, is a very dangerous thought.
Senator Rand Paul, for example?
Well, listen, you can name any number of people who have engaged it, and he's one of them.
The back and forth continued right onto the Situation Room.
And attacking me isn't helping the party. He's hurting the party.
Paul has accused Christie of harming national security by hoarding federal relief money for Hurricane Sandy victims. Christie has called on Paul to cut pork barrel spending in Kentucky.
But I doubt he would. Because most Washington politicians only care about bringing home the bacon so that they can get reelected.
This is the king of bacon talking about bacon.
Beyond the jab, some Republicans say it's Paul's non-interventionist views on foreign policy that are setting the stage for a fight for the heart and soul of their party.
This is the anti-war left-wing Democrats of the 1960s that nominated George McGovern and destroyed their party for almost 20 years.
According to a new Pew Research Center poll, Paul is popular among Republicans. 55% of GOP voters view him favorably, only 19% unfavorably. Contrast that with Christie. 47% see him in a positive light, 30% don't. Both men have an opportunity, as Republicans don't have a clear leader. 10% say it's House Speaker John Boehner. The rest register in the single digits, with a whopping 56% saying nobody or they don't know.
And I think we're going to end up with a Republican primary that looks a lot like a cage match. If I was asked who the leader of the Republican Party is right now, I couldn't give you the name of that person.
Paul appears determined to carry on much of his father, Ron Paul's, libertarian legacy. The senator just introduced an amendment to cut foreign aid to Egypt.
No one questions sending billions of your dollars to Egypt.
But that amendment lost. A reminder, the GOP is not quite ready to follow his lead.